Nebraska Extension Almanac.
On a recent Almanac program, Nebraska Extension specialists Jerry Valesky and Mitch Stevenson discuss how pastures and rangeland could possibly recover from recent wildfires with some good precipitation. On today's show, Mitch starts the discussion by talking about recovering some of the dead litter on the ground and how that helps in numerous ways.
We oftentimes talk a lot about the litter and standing dead plant material and how important that is in our system, not only as a cover, but also it shades the ground. It helps dissipate some of the rainfall that falls down. It helps hold that soil from wind erosion, those types of things. And so as we think about grazing the year after, a lot of our research for dormant season fires especially would suggest that we'll get just as much growth on that current year's growth on a burned piece as we would on an unburned. Essentially, the top's burned off, but the grass below it, the roots, what's going to push that growth early on is going to be the energy stored in the buds and the roots, and then precipitation, sunlight, the right growing conditions are going to drive that after that gets started. And so it's probably not going to be too far off what the current year's production is, but you've lost quite a bit of plant material that was there to kind of help hold the soil and the surface, and as well as offer a little bit of a buffer in some of that grazing. So the big thing is
we're looking at
1 to 3 years in terms of that signature. Most of the time, it's within 2 years following a fire. You won't even be able to see those scars from that satellite. The other thing that we can look at and measure is the amount of bare ground. And so the bare ground does go up, as you would expect, because there's not as much litter covering that landscape. And so a lot of times, I think what Jerry and I both talk about is if you are going to graze out there, that you make sure that you are leaving enough of that residual biomass to help build that cover up. I think that's really the adaptive nature of grazing after a wildfire, is to be responsive and make sure you're not over grazing it to the point that you're not leaving enough of that cover that's out there.
Jerry says one of the strengths of Nebraska rangeland is that plants develop strong root systems, which in turn will also help in a fast recovery.
We're very lucky, I guess, in terms of all of our native rangelands that they have some pretty good root systems, and particularly in the sand hills where they can prevent excessive amounts of sand, I guess I should say, from blowing around. You know, one of the things that, you know, probably contributed to some to this year's wildfires was the fact that last year, 2025, we had a really good growing season, and our pasture production in most all of these areas was anywhere from 15% to 25% above our long-term average production. And so, you know, that just literally added more fuel to the fire. For both cool and warm season grasses, you know, more so in late summer for the warm season grasses, which had a really good growing season in general, like I mentioned. But both cool and warm would have gone into the winter in most places in pretty good shape. They would have had their energy or carbohydrate reserves built up pretty well. And so even though it was dry over the winter, they were dormant as we got into spring here when the fires occur.
To read the detailed article about how to graze after a wildfire, go to Nebraska's Extension Beef website at beef.unl.edu. To hear the rest of this interview, you can download the Beef Watch podcast from Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.